CIA Director Leon Panetta gives his first speech as CIA director today at a policy luncheon in California. His remarks happened to come just after a dust-up with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about whether she was truthfully briefed about waterboarding techniques. Pelosi says she wasn't, but Panetta is defending the spy agency. The fight also drew in Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who came to Pelosi's defense. Panetta, Pelosi, and Feinstein all hail from Northern California, and they have an interesting, if not always happy, history together. We're here with Carolyn Lockhead. She's the San Francisco Chronicle's Washington correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Caroline, tell us about the relationship between Speaker Pelosi and CIA Director Panetta. Friends? Enemies? Frenemies?
Well, friends. I mean, think about it. San Francisco is kind of a small town. He served as a member of Congress from Monterey for many, many years. They used to have weekly dinners as members of the California delegation. So their ties go way back. Politically, they're not close at all because Panetta is much more moderate, almost a conservative Democrat. Pelosi is seen as one of the more liberal members of the House, but definitely cordial and friendly.
So what should we expect today? He really kind of injected himself. He was the one who created problems for Pelosi by going and defending the agency. Should we expect more of this today?
Well, you could say she created problems for him by being a little intemperate. But Panetta really, I think this is a little overplayed, his put down of Pelosi, because think about it. He had to come after she accused the CIA of lying. He's the new director of the CIA trying to establish credibility. He had to come to his agency's defense. I mean, he would have undermined himself terribly had he not done that.
One of the things that's kind of interesting to me about this discussion is that, the CIA, and we're talking modern history, hasn't always had the best record of truth-telling.
You could say they're professional untruth tellers.
They're misleaders. That's what they do.
And it was interesting because Feinstein on Thursday, when I asked her about Pelosi, she said, look, I lived two houses down from her for many years. I've never known her not to tell the truth. Now, you can say a lot about Pelosi, but lying is just not really part of her M.O.
Now, how about Feinstein and Pelosi? I mean, I know sometimes when people are, sort of politically seem close, sometimes they really hate each other. They're very competitive. They undermine each other behind the scenes. How about Feinstein and Pelosi?
Well, as I said, they lived a couple of houses down from each other in San Francisco for many, many years. It's a small world, San Francisco politics. Feinstein, remember, was the mayor of San Francisco at one point.
That doesn't necessarily mean they were friends,
no,
right? They could have, turned the other way when they were walking their dogs and whatnot.
Yes, but they're cordial, so they're running into each other all the time at fundraisers and in political circles.
But this is
mystery. There's some rival. Always between powerful politicians.
But this is the mystery to me, Carolyn. Why wouldn't, and going back to Panetta for just a moment, why wouldn't Pelosi have given Panetta a call and said, hey, what gives here? It seems like there was no sort of back-channel communication here, that they're doing this all in the headlines, which surprises me for people who go back that far.
Well, Pelosi had been under fire for a week. She was over in the Middle East in Iraq for several days while Republicans were stirring this pot back in Washington with daily, challenges and charges and leaking the CIA timeline and so forth. So she went to her weekly press conference. That was not unusual. And felt that she simply had to respond.
Does she have any history with, do they have any history of any of the three of them, dust-ups with either Feinstein or Panetta, or Panetta and Feinstein?
There's been talk in the past that of some friction between Panetta and Feinstein, because Feinstein, basically, if she wants it, she could be California governor. And at one point, she delayed deciding whether or not she was going to do that and sort of put through cold water on Panetta's bid by waiting too long so that he couldn't raise money to get in the race.
Carolyn,
that's just strictly rumor.
You said that you think that this question of sort of the personal and professional relationships is obscuring a larger issue. What is that issue?
Well, the charge, this dust-up with Pelosi is obscuring the whole fact of how did the United States of America come to embrace torture. If you think about it, that's a pretty shocking thing. There was a hearing on the Senate last week, none of which got any attention, really.
So do you think that, I mean, you know, the Republicans seem to have actually gotten a little bit of traction with their criticisms of...
It's the first traction they've gotten since the election.
You think it's going to go anywhere?
They will do their very best to keep it going.
And what about Pelosi? Any indication that she wants to keep it going, or does she want to put it behind her?
Oh, she definitely wants. She put out a statement after the Panetta letter Friday, really sort of toning things down quite a bit. Of course she wants to put it behind her. This is a critical juncture. She's the top captain for Obama to put health care through the House of Representatives this summer.
Yeah, right.
She can't afford this distraction.
We'll see whether the Obama appointee, Leon Panetta, keeps it alive. Thanks very much, Carolyn Luckhead, the San Francisco Chronicle's Washington correspondent. And now it's time for headlines with Femi Oke.
Thank you very much. It is just coming up to 28 minutes past the hour.